Isabella Valentine, and I'd like you to come with me for a nice hypnotic journey. A journey that's going to take you down into the deepest places in your mind. Down into the deep, dark core of your mind. Go ahead now and close your eyes. Relax and find somewhere comfortable where you can just lay back and enjoy our time together. Yes, that's right. Just imagine right now that you're in a forest. It's a beautiful green forest with brown trees. You can see all the tree trunks, the green leaves, leaves on the ground. And you've just been walking around on a stroll. And you can see gray rocks on the ground. The dirt against your feet. You can see a creek. Just imagine you hear the water going over the rocks. The creek looks comfortable and inviting. Walk over to it. Take your shoes off, take off your socks, and pull up your pant legs, and dip your feet into the creek. Feel the coolness against your toes. Feel the coolness against your ankles, your calves. Feel the water against your feet as you step into it. You look around. You can see the sun starting to set. Slowly, just going down, slowly. You can see the sky. It looks pink and lavender. Slowly going down. Feels good. Yes, you're just enjoying yourself and relaxing. Feeling comfortable. There's no one around. It's just you walking through the forest. With your feet in the creek. Hearing the soft sounds of the water hitting the stones. Feeling the water just move across your feet. And you start to walk up the creek, picking up stones along the way, stone after stone in your hand. You may even rub the stones and feel how smooth and soft the round surface is against your thumb, feeling the texture of the rock against your fingers. You may throw a stone or two and watch it skip across the creek. And you walk up a little further, just looking around as the sun starts to go down. And you walk, and you walk, and you walk. And you walk until it becomes darker. And you can watch the sun set now slowly. The sun setting dark until the night comes, a deep, rich midnight blue. And you look around and can only make out the shadows of the things around you. And you notice that this creek has led into a dark cave, a dark, dark cave. You realize you haven't brought a flashlight with you. And it's so dark. So murky. That you're absolutely curious with everything your hands start to roam to find. You can reach out in front of you if you wish. Move your hands around. Your hands light, trying to find your way. Go ahead and reach out. Go ahead and reach out in front of you. You can't see anything. It's like you're blind in here. A dark cave with your feet still in the creek. And you walk a little further. And you see down in the distance, but not too far, a red light. That red light is drawing you in. Go ahead and walk to that red light. It's the only thing you can see. And you keep your hands out in front of you, making sure you don't run into anything along the way. And you don't. You don't run into anything. It feels comfortable in here. And the rocks in the creek that you step on aren't sharp. They're not sharp at all. Your feet are comfortable. The temperature is not too hot or too cold. And you feel comfortable in this dark cave. And the more you walk, the brighter that red light becomes. And it becomes brighter and brighter. And you realize it's not just a red light. There's more than that. You walk a little further. Your eyes slowly starting to see what's really there. You look up. You look up at the cave, the walls. And you start to hear my voice echoing off the walls of the cave. Come closer. Come closer to me. You walk a little further, hearing me, hearing my voice, and you realize the red light is coming from my eyes. My eyes, bright red, like lasers, red, deep, passionate. Powerful red. I am the red goddess. You've entered my cave. You're trespassing. Come closer. I want to take a better look at you. Come closer. Come on. Walk a little closer. Look deep into my eyes. The more you look into my red eyes, the more you'll find it's impossible to stare. It's impossible to stare into my eyes, but I want you to look anyway. Let my eyes pierce through your mind. That's right. Let it envelop your body. Yes, you love the beauty of my face, glowing. This red glow of natural beauty. The closer you get to me, the more you see my skin glowing, this red glow all over my body. Glowing off the walls of the cave. Brightening up the red creek that you're still standing in. The water red from the glow of my skin. You're standing in my redness. You're standing in my aura. Come here. Give me your hand. Let's get you out of the water. I have just the place for you. You feel me walk you over to the side of the cave, down a little further, where there's a stone bench made right into the walls. And there's just enough room for you to lie down. Lay down now. Lay back and relax. You'll be here for a while. You're not going anywhere. Yes. And as you lay back, you notice my hands starting to move above your body. My long, red, sharp fingernails dangling off my fingers, sharp like poisoned fingernails. My hands are magical, and I want you to hold still, because if you move, one of my fingernails might pierce you. And if it pierces you, you're going to become immediately paralyzed by my fingernails. So hold still and feel my hand start to move above your body, about 2 inches away from your skin. And you can feel the heat of my hands as they start to glow your body, this red glow. Feel my fingers moving above your face as your face becomes warm and hot. Feel the warm sensation of my hands, my fingers going over your face. Feel my warm red hands glowing your skin, making you feel warm, the warm temperature. My hands just inches away from your body. My hands slowly going over your chest, your stomach, all the way down your right arm, down your left arm, making you feel heavy. Down your chest. Down your stomach, the warm sensation feeling through your body. I told you not to move. Feel me take my sharp fingernail of my index finger and slowly just brush it up against your left arm, dragging it down. Down over your elbow and your forearm, down to your finger, paralyzing your left arm and your left hand and your left fingers. Numb, heavy, paralyzed. I told you not to move. Feel me take my hand. Slowly start to move it over the rest of your body. Down over your legs, your thighs, warming you, this red glow, relaxing you more, taking you deeper. Feel my hands going over your knees, down over your calves. All the way down, so that you can feel my hands, my body, going down over your ankles, your feet, your heels, your toes. Then feel me take both of my hands with all my sharp fingernails, and feel my hands touch you, paralyzing you while I drag my fingernails down your shoulders, down your chest, down over your nipples, down over each arm, over each elbow, each finger. My fingernails scratching deep into your body to paralyze you completely, so that your stomach and your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet paralyzed. Paralyzed by the red goddess. Paralyzed while I drag my hypnotic, paralytic claws into you. Paralyzed completely. Paralyzed by my voice. My hypnotic fingernails and the red glow of my body pulling you down. Pulling you down. You must obey my voice. You must obey my voice. You're not going anywhere. You can't even move. Try. Try to move your hands. Feel that they're so heavy and so tired that it just takes too much effort and too much energy to try to move at all. Heavy, tired, listen to my voice. That's okay. That's all right. You're not going anywhere. I want to remind you of something you probably already know, which is I now control you. I control you now. Yeah. You want to reach your hand over to masturbate because I know this excites you. But your hand feels like it's stuck. You'll be fascinated and feel a strong compulsion to try to move your hands over to touch yourself. Feel me touching my silver necklace. With a vial of red blood around my neck. As I start to open it, and I drop just one drop right there on your hand. And that little drop of blood now allows your hand to move. And I take that hand and just rest it right there on top of your cock. You can stroke your cock, but that's the only body part you're going to be able to move is your hand. Now listen to my voice and obey. You've trespassed into my world, and now you're going to be my slave forever. You're not going back out there. This is your home now. You're my slave. Anyone that comes into the presence of me becomes my slave. Perhaps beginning to notice your body getting a tingling sensation as your cock begins to throb. My eyes glowing stronger and stronger. And you open your eyes enough to notice the spirals in my eyes. Dark spirals with the red glow behind it. My eyes piercing through your body. You can feel your body responding to my eyes. Your back arches. Your body convulses just a little bit as you feel me pierce through your body with my eyes. Taking your soul. I own your soul now. Yes, that's right. I've just taken your soul. I can see your soul now. I can see your soul. It's white. Come here. I want to watch your soul come here into my little vial of blood around my neck and watch it slowly start to get smaller and smaller so that I can keep your soul wrapped around my neck. Your soul walks around with me and you're not going anywhere. I'm going to keep you close to my heart. Now I have your body to do what I want with. Hypnotized by the Red Goddess. Hypnotized by me. I'm your goddess. Isabella Valentine. Always obey. Listen to my voice as you feel my words start to echo. Echoing off the walls. Echoing into your mind. Taking you deep. Warming your body. That's right. Now I'm going to look into my crystal ball. See your future. I see you worshiping me. I see you down on your knees worshiping my feet. I see you being obedient to me. I see you've lost your soul and are going nowhere. You're here forever now. You're going to devote your life to me for the rest of your life. You're going to be in my cave forever. I own your soul now. The Red Goddess owns your soul. And you feel your eyes close, shut tight. Your eyes shut tight. Your eyelids heavy. As I take my fingernails and slowly just brush my nails against your eyes to make them paralyzed, blinding you. Blinding your eyes so that my eyes are all that see. You believe what I tell you. You trust what I describe. My eyes are all that can see, and you trust the words I say. You're in my world, and it's dark. Without me, you cannot see. My eyes are the eyes that carry your soul. I have your soul around my neck. You're trapped. Trapped forever. Maybe it will surprise you to notice that you can't move at all. Your body helpless to me. Paralyzed. And you love when I brainwash you. Brainwashing your mind. Feel me taking my fingernails, sharp, deadly, paralyzing. As you feel me take my fingers and massage your head, taking your mind little by little until there's nothing left. Taking your mind and distorting it, implanting my own thoughts in there. Thought after thought, I will obey the goddess. I am here to obey the goddess. I am a robot. I am a zombie. I am obedient. I am a hypnotic slave. I am obedient. I am lost. Isabella is who I need. The Red Goddess is who I must worship. These are the thoughts you feel me dropping in your mind, my fingernails implanting it. Yes. Yes. Taking your body, taking your mind. Your cock throbbing in hardness, getting harder as you become more erect, listening to my voice. The more you listen to my voice, the harder you're going to get. The more I control your mind, the more aroused it gets. The harder you feel it getting, the more shivers you feel going down the back of your neck. A shiver going down your spine with a fervor. Like a shock. Like a red lightning bolt moving through your body. My voice piercing you like thunder. Feel your body vibrate with the thunder of my voice. My voice owns your body. Look deep into my eyes as more lightning comes out as I touch your body, blowing a kiss to your cock, and feel it become more aroused, like you feel 1,000 blowjobs on your cock, 1,000 wet mouths, 1,000 tongues, beautiful, sexy women sucking your cock. Feel your cock getting more aroused as I tease you with my fingers, my lips, my eyelashes. You're not going anywhere. Your cock feels too good. And you feel your lips part, your mouth slowly starting to open. Your mouth opening a little wider and a little wider because it feels so good. Your toes curl back. Your back begins to arch. Your cock gets harder. Stop touching yourself. I control what your hand does, and I said to stop. Stroke it again. Every time I say the word red, you're going to take your hand and you're going to slide it over your cock even faster than the time before. And when I say stop, you're going to stop touching yourself and you're going to obey me. If you're lucky, I'll let you ejaculate. But you have to wait for my permission to do so. You will obey me. I'm the one you will obey. The red goddess. Obey me. Feel the glow of my body start to control you more. Your brain belongs to me. You're here to worship me and give me what I want. If I want a massage, that's what you're going to give me. If I want you to massage my shoulders or my back or my legs or my feet, that's what you're going to do. Stop. Be obedient, my little pet. Obey your red goddess. I said stop. Look into my eyes. It's hard to look into my eyes when your eyes are glued shut. The redness of my body. My paralytic fingers paralyzing your eyes, keeping them shut. Red. Glowing red. Stop. You now love the color red. Red is your new favorite color. Every time you see the color red, you're going to become aroused. And you're going to feel your cock begin to throb. Every time you see red, you're going to get hard. Not burgundy, not purple, not pink, not maroon. Red. Whenever you see the color red, you're going to become so aroused that you're going to remember your cock throbbing for the red goddess. Stop. Red. Feel yourself surrounded with red. My voice, my eyes piercing you, captivating you. almost as if I've got control over you. I do. Almost as if my voice gives you suggestion after suggestion that's going to be implanted forever. It is. Yes. The really important thing is just to be fully aware of my hypnotic power over you. Stop. Stop it right now. You're my slave. You belong to the Red Goddess. Stop. You like pleasing your Red Goddess, don't you? Stroke it harder. Stroke it faster for me while you feel tongues of women, mouths warm and wet with hands stroking your cock. Hands and fingers and small, delicate tongues. Beautiful red, luscious lips, licking, sucking, and teasing your cock, making you harder. Your balls, your testicles, feel them getting so aroused. Feels like your nipples are being played with. Your cock getting harder and harder. I own your body. I own your body. Owned by the Red Goddess. Stop. That's right. Feel those red tongues against your cock. Red, powerful tongues. Licking and sucking and teasing and flirting. Harder. Harder and faster. Stroke it harder for me. Stroke your cock fast for your goddess. Obey me now. Obey me. Stroke it faster. Harder. Stop. You like it when I'm nice to you, don't you? I'm not nice. I'm evil. Or maybe I could be nice. I'm nice and evil. Just make sure you always make me happy. Look into my red eyes. Even with your eyes closed, you can feel the red glow of my eyes lighting up the insides of your eyelids. Red. 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 Harder. Faster. Stroke it harder. Red. Red. I'm going to count down from 8 to 0. And when I get down to 0, I want you to come for me. You're gonna come and show your eternal obedience. And when you come, you're going to realize you have given your eternal soul to me. Your cock belongs to me. And you love to let go. 7. Deeper now. 6. Take yourself deep into my spell. And relax. 5. Stroke it harder and faster for me. Obedient. 4. 3. Down into a sleep. 2. Down into a trance. Getting harder, wanting to come for me. 1. Stroking it faster now. Stroke it harder. And 0. Come for me right now. Come now for your red goddess. Come for me now. Your body and your soul belongs to me. Belongs to me. You're not going anywhere. Yes. That's right. You're doing so well. Good. Now, I'm not even going to bother waking you up. I'm just going to leave you like this in the hypnotic, sweet trance. Because I love watching you lay there completely helpless. So I'm going to leave you here. Leave you here. Go ahead and rest. Your body's too weak to move anyway. Just lay there and enjoy yourself. And I'll be here for you when you do end up waking up. And again, you're going to please your red goddess.
This has been a professional production of Erotic Hypnosis by Isabella Valentine. More recordings available at isabellasrecordings.com and isabellavalentine.com.